CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump has spent part of his day in Central Texas, where 1 week ago the Guadalupe River rose 26 feet in less than an hour.
After a flyover of the devastation left along the Guadalupe River, President Trump and the First Lady met with first responders as they toured a massive debris field left in the path of the flooding.
I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster, and that's what happened.
They also took time to sit down with some of the families of those killed.
Our nation, we mourn for every single life that was swept away in the flood, and we pray for the families.
We are grieving with you. Our nation is grieving with you.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
ICE raids that set off protests and some clashes with workers at two cannabis-growing farms near L.A. were justified, according to the Trump administration officials. They say due to dozens of workers who are possibly undocumented and some who may be under 18. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez.
Governor Gavin Newsom is strongly denouncing the operations in Southern California, saying that the Trump administration is unnecessarily targeting migrant workers and also separating families. He cited a video in which a child appeared to say that his mother had been arrested by ICE and the child appeared to be weeping because of that.
Troubled findings in a preliminary report of the deadly Air India plane crash last month that killed over 260 people. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The plane crashed shortly after taking off from Western India. While investigators say the jet was properly configured and lifted off normally, the black box showed the engine fuel switches were turned off. Former NTSB chair Robert Sumwalt.
I was an airline pilot for 24 years. These switches can't just inadvertently be shut off.
It's still unclear why the switches were flipped or who's to blame.
Boeing has reached a settlement with a man whose wife and three children were killed in a 2019 Boeing plane crash in Ethiopia. Tension between FBI and Justice Department leadership after Attorney General Pam Bondi announced there was no client list found while investigating the death of Jeffrey Epstein. FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino have reportedly been critical of Bondi for once promising to make a list public. CBS's Jake Rosen.
Bongino is actually considering potentially leaving his post as Deputy Director of the FBI, which is a day-to-day kind of overseeing the day-to-day operations of the department role because of his frustrations from a meeting that happened this Wednesday after a blowback of about 48 hours of online criticism from whether it's MAGA influencers or just general people who didn't believe that there was no client list.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery. So he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So the kids' back-to-school lists were extra long.
Extra long sounds extra expensive.
Staples had everything at amazing prices.
Suspiciously amazing, if you ask me.
Some items were just 25 cents. Plus, as an Easy Rewards member, I got 30% back in points on my kids' school supplies.
Jumpin' jellyfish! Your back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button. Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In 719, exclusions apply. Single use per week up to $60 in points. See app for details.
An Ivy League school is exploring a new addition in the face of adversity.
The Wall Street Journal says leaders at Harvard are discussing the possibility of a new Center for Conservative Scholarship as the university battles the Trump administration in court over federal funding and autonomy. It follows government accusations of anti-Semitism tolerance and what the White House views as discriminatory DEI practices. A Harvard spokesman says the new center would not be partisan, but ensure exposure to the broadest range of perspectives. The journal says the cost could run between $500 million and $1 billion. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Wyoming's first new coal mine in 50 years won't rely on the fossil fuel to make money. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements it says are present in profitable quantities. Rare earths are a family of metallic elements used in wind turbines and electric car batteries. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms, pockets of heavy rain, and a low in the upper 60s. More clouds around for tomorrow, still a chance of rain, highs in the mid 80s. Sunshine returns on Sunday, lower humidity, a high in the low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
I say hello.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My love, my Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that
must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
To catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Been 40 days
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make true. Yeah, yeah. hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Cherishes the word. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump headed to Central Texas to see the area for himself that was ravaged by floods 1 week ago. CBS News correspondent Erica Brown.
Meeting with first responders and state and local officials at an emergency operations center, the president was asked about the flood-prone area's preparedness, including its lack of an early warning siren system.
You probably come up with something very unique because there is no system right now.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited a memorial for the victims and said state lawmakers will soon discuss plans for a disaster warning system.
We are going to put together in a session beginning in 10 days the abilities to ensure better preparation.
More than 170 people are still missing. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop indiscriminate immigration stops in Southern California, including in Los Angeles. Correspondent Carter Evans on the growing controversy.
Federal immigration raids are getting larger and bolder, but it's not deterring protesters. This is what happened on Thursday at this cannabis farm in Camarillo, just north of L.A., as workers were being detained inside.
Oh, my God! Look at it!
Agents fired what appeared to be tear gas and tossed smoke bombs to disperse the crowd. They were met by some throwing rocks, and according to the FBI, what appears to be a man firing a gun at officers.
A new report shows fuel control switches on an Air India flight that crashed last month were switched off just after takeoff, cutting fuel to the engines. The BBC's Theo Leggett.
What isn't clear is why the switches were moved. It could have been.